All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It is 20 past and we are resumed. So I've had a run through what we've looked at and spoken about so far. What I would appreciate is in relation to, we were talking about the EE telecoms mast, and I just wondered if we could take a look at land plans so I can understand where we're talking about and what the likely proposed changes are. Is that something that's going to be easy to do?
We're just sorting out getting the relevant plan on the screen. So I'm going to ask Mr. Cullen to explain, firstly, where he fits in, and secondly, what's proposed.
Morning, Madam Inspector. Ross Cullen, on behalf of Highways England. I'm the design lead for ARUP. What would you like me to just take you through? Yeah. So as we sort of said this morning, a bit earlier this morning, this is an existing comms mast that's on the line of the new proposal. At the time of the submission of the DCO, we weren't in a position to.
Just explain where it is.
Yeah. It's the plot. Jason, I don't know if you can you. I don't know if it's better for me to sit down there, really interact it. It's that five. It's where the label 52K is. If you like, sorry. So yeah, that's where the existing comms mast is there. So as you can see, it's currently within the title plot. Would you like me to say about where we're moving it to?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So again, we haven't currently got a plan shown there to show exactly where it is, but it's within that plot 52J. Again, if I could use the mouse, I could probably show you if that's useful. Yes. No, sorry, a bit further. Shall I come? Just as we said earlier, I think this is a temporary plot to give us rights to go in and construct a new laneway for this landowner. I think we said just discussing with the colleagues that we did try to point this out yesterday on the site visit with yourself, Madam Inspector. Yeah. This is the tree line that we went through together when we were showing how the route goes through this area. This is as you said, at the time of the submission, the exact location or relocation of the mast was still to be determined. But we now have agreed that with EE and their representatives, and so are now proposing this change to actually formalise that new location.
Thank you, that's helpful to understand. Mr. Boswell, if I can ask you to assist me, is that being seen as a non-material or a material amendment to what's come forward?
It's John Arthur for Highways England, and I think our view is that it's a non-material change that does not engage the compulsory acquisition regulations.
Thank you. That just helps me understand where we are on that one. Are there any other questions that anyone else has on that point? We're all happy. Okay. So I'm just going back to that. So I don't think there's anything else in relation to the DCO that I want to cover this morning. I just want to check if there's anything else that anyone else wants to raise, otherwise I'm going to go through the hearing action points that are arising. So in relation to what we've been talking about this morning, I'm proposing that I'm going to produce a hearing actions points table which will cover all four hearings that we've had in this period of time. And I would hope that they will be published on Friday, and if not, then Monday at the latest. So I will run through them now. And if there's anything that you feel that we need to add to that table in terms of action points coming out from today, then please let me know. And as I say, it will be updated at the following hearings also with other additional matters. So the first one would be an update on the relevant matters, including potential timescales if requested to be made for an amendment to the application, and that's in relation to Scottish Power Renewables and Highways England by deadline 3. And I'm then going to also ask Highways England, and I'm not going to specifically put a deadline on this one at this stage unless you tell me that you can manage to do it by a particular deadline. If and when an amendment to application is requested, then I'm going to ask for clarification and justification as to whether this is a material or a non-material amendment. In relation to the limits of deviation raised by the National Farmers Union, I'm going to ask that affected landowners review potential impact of limits of deviation by deadline 3. And just to confirm, deadline 3 is, if I can find the information, so deadline 3 is the 24th of April, and deadline 4, which I'm also going to refer to, will be the 1st of May. Following on from that, we've discussed delivery of the outline construction environment management plan by deadline 3. And I just wanted to clarify, we spoke about the soil management plan. Can I clarify whether the intention was that a draft would be going to the NFU directly rather than being put forward as submissions at deadline 3? Can I just clarify that situation?
I think the intention, as that Mr. Grattan explained, was that that would go before deadline 3 offline, as it were, to the NFU for their comments that would hopefully be taken into account before the KEMP with the soil management plan attached was formally submitted at deadline 3.
Okay, thank you. That makes sense. So then it would be a review of the KEMP and the soil management plan and an update to the statement of common ground between Highways England and NFU by deadline 3. Is that correct? Or is that going to be too tight? Are we looking at deadline 4?
The SOCG. I think we're okay with deadline 4. But you might want to check with the NFU.
Yes. What's your position?
I think, Madam, but deadline 4 would probably make more sense than deadline 3.
That's fine. Thank you. We then talked about a table of position in relation to the statutory undertakers on to Highways England. I'm going to say deadline 3 and to keep updated, because obviously I understand that that will be a moving feast effectively. And so if we can keep that updated. In relation to the land plan sheets.
Madam, point on the SU table that may assist that we think it may assist you if we have an extra column that indicates where we are with them on a kind of wider footing, which would give you the comfort that we are fully engaged with all of the different other statutory undertakers that haven't necessarily come back with comments on the protective provisions. You may know that there's a whole pre-established procedure where Highways England interacts with statutory undertakers, and there's a process that involves things called sort of C2, C3, C4, which is they're all forms where they're invited to put forward designs, and Highways England funds all of that. So we can give you the comfort as to where we are, briefly explain what those references mean, obviously, but to give you the comfort that we are fully engaged with all those different bodies, so that I think just to assist you that there isn't some kind of silence, as it were, which you're wondering, well, are they on board or not? They very much are on board.
That would be helpful, Ms. Boswell. Thank you for that suggestion. I mentioned the updated land plan sheets. I'm going to say by deadline three, can we make sure we have them all together in one submission, and then to keep updated as things alter, because I think it's sheets 2, 8, and 9 which are unchanged in the additional submissions, but then they sit back in app 013, so that makes it a little difficult in looking through. Then in relation to the Tribeca Junction, Mr. Toft, and I'm sorry, maybe Mr. Toft, so I'll check that, for Mr. Parker, has put forward some documents which will go to our deadline three submissions. And then if Highways England and the council, I'm going to ask to look at those documents and give me a response on them and clarify your position in relation to those questions and any other questions which have come from other parties, because I'm aware that there are other parties who've raised this matter in relevant reps also, and that by deadline four. Just to say, I am considering whether I want to have a specific issue-specific hearing on that matter. So that's what I'm thinking at the moment. And then just in relation to the telecoms mask, I think just mask rather, if we could just have a written update on that. But thank you, it's been helpful to just understand where that was. And so I understand what we're talking about. So those are the matters that I feel that we need to take forward as matters coming out from this hearing. Can I check if there's anything that anyone feels should be added to that as outcomes from today? Happy there. Scottish Power Renewables, happy. Thank you. And a few. Highways England. No. Thank you. All right, then thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm satisfied that we've got some matters clarified and some points moving forward. Thank you all for your time. For those of you that I will see this afternoon, the hearing begins at 3. So it's 2:30 for a 3 o'clock start. So thank you. Hearing is now closed.